Cho, Chasuble, was given to me as a gift by the parish that I was a curate in when I got ordained priest. It's 30 years old, that's how long I've been ordained, and I had a hand in designing it. It's the tree of life. It's the tree of life rooted in the water of life, the river of life, as you can see. And the stole underneath, which probably I'd just be wearing had it not been a tree, is the cross. The tree of life is the cross, rooted in the water of life, in creation, in God as creator. And so just while I'm here, I might as well tell you the other bits. So the leaves, there are 27 leaves. That's how old I was when I was ordained priest. There are 27 leaves. And the silver wording comes from Ezekiel and from Revelation. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And you might notice a deer there as well. That's from my favorite psalm, Psalm 42, as the heart or the deer yearns for you, yearns for the water, so I long for you, O God. The person who designed it when I said I wanted a deer said, well, do you want a Land Rover as well? I mean, how much can I put on this? So anyway, so I offer you today the tree of life, rooted in the river of life. So that's where I'm starting. So that's why I'm kitted out in this glorious silk colour. Not silk colour, silk, a glorious colour. So let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So do you know that song, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands? You do, I can tell. So I've got this one-year-old granddaughter, and I sing that to her because I tend to launch into song at any moment. I'm not quite sure what to do, especially when a very small one. And when my daughter FaceTimes me with Pippa on her lap, she kind of looks at me. Not my daughter, probably, the child. And I sing that, or something like it, and she hears my voice. She loves singing. She can join in with clapping, just like you did. And she knows it's me. We build a relationship by singing something happy, not just in words, but the whole experience is a happy, upbeat, positive thing. Because relationship and trust and happiness are all linked together. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. So ponder for a moment, are you happy? What makes you happy? Is it a Valentine card? Snowdrops? A swim? We've just heard our gospel reading of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the... But actually, the Greek and Hebrew word is better translated as happy. Happy is the one who. Because Greek and Hebrew have perfectly good words for the spiritual blessed. But in fact, they don't use them. They use happy. God wants us to be happy, to choose life, to enjoy being alive. And biblical words that we hear, happiness, flourishing, abundant life, well-being, we're so conscious of as well now, all of those words, that's what the Bible uses, the words the Bible uses for what God wants for us, reminding us always that happiness is related to us all, to our community. Individual happiness is contingent on the flourishing of the community, which provides the context for each of us to survive. So that's where justice and mercy and forgiveness come in. They're all essential for happiness for us all. So I want to suggest that aspiring to be happy is a good thing, not at the expense of others, but with others. So what makes you happy? And if you're happy and you know it, what do you do? Do you clap your hands? Our readings today encourage us to trust in the Lord, for then we will be happy, though our translations say blessed. So imagine yourself as a plant. Jeremiah says that if you trust in the flesh, in mortals, things that come and go, you're a bit like a shrub in the desert, small and fragile in a hostile environment, unable to grow much, unable to provide shade or relief to anyone, not really noticed. So imagine yourself as a tree. Do. See if you can spend the next few minutes imagining yourself as a tree. Like the first psalm in the book of Psalms, Jeremiah describes the person who trusts in God as like a tree planted beside a river, with deep roots, so it isn't affected by heat and drought, doesn't fear them, a tree which bears fruit. What tree would you be? What fruit? Can you feel your strength? Be happy as the tree that you are. I ask you to consider the Christian as a tree. Because, like Jeremiah, I think that we can learn about happiness, about trusting in God, from working with that image. And this little poem might help you to imagine this. This is one of my favourite poems. It's not too long, don't worry. If you don't like poems, you can switch off. By Mary Oliver. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness, I would almost say that they save me and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself in which I have goodness and discernment and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches. And they call again, "It's simple," they say, "and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine." Trees have a sense of stability, and yet they adapt and change in each season. Shedding their leaves in autumn, they protect their branches from breaking from wind and snow. Their buds are already present as winter begins, and the storms come, and later the buds unfurl slowly. Fruit comes after flowers, and they need other things too, pollination by creatures and insects. You see, every year a tree experiences the loss and sadness of leaves going. It lets go. Each year it experiences the exposure and vulnerability of being damaged by the elements. It may also find it is pruned for more fruitfulness. But trees produce fruit, not all the time, in due season. And it's a tree which is presented to us today as an example of what it means to be happy in the Lord, to trust in God. A tree, we could say, experiences joy and sorrow, adversity and flourishing every year, and yet remains happy, content, taking the longer view, adapting, accepting what it is to be a tree. And I wonder whether we might learn from this. For as we mature as human beings and as Christians, we do gain a deeper acceptance and understanding that happiness, blessing, joy, contentment rides out discomfort, is deeper than momentary pleasure. Don't get me wrong, joy and pleasure are great and necessary. That's summer time. Sometimes Christians can be accused of wallowing in seriousness. and loss and struggle are part of life too. So I invite you as a tree to consider which season you are in now and to honour each season in your life. Don't pretend it's not winter and tough just now. Or that inside it's summer and you can feel, you do feel carefree and full of colour. Happy are you when you trust in the Lord, for you are like a tree which experiences all the seasons, knows they come round, and relishes, endures each one for its gifts. So I'm hoping the sense of trusting in God as bringing the happiness of a tree gives a good foundation for Jesus' words we call the Beatitudes. Poverty, hunger, weeping, hatred. Blessed are you, happy are you if you experience them. These are not states of life we aspire to. But Jesus says you can be happy in them. Dance, he says. Celebrate. Do something convivial in the midst of them because they are temporary in one way or another. And their reach isn't as far or as deep as the warmth, colour, joy of moments and decades of happiness in God. The kingdom of God is a state of being, an approach to life which begins here and now and takes the longer view. Life can be tough, but we can claim happiness in the midst of the toughness, like a tree knows spring will come, that its roots can extend deeper and further to tap the water supply. And we've heard today Luke's version of the Beatitudes, and they include woes. Woe to you who. Woe to us if we set store by a bank balance, a full cupboard, a stuffed full wardrobe. We are not to be defined by what we possess. Having a full freezer but an empty heart is not happiness. When we put our trust in what is temporary, we are building on sand, not on the rock which is Christ. And that story comes just after this passage. There will be storms, but on the rock, deeply rooted like a tree, we will come through. So if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Jesus, though, suggests dancing in our reading when things in our life are difficult. And we know now that moving our bodies, getting into nature, listing what's been good in a day, these things all help us to feel happier, to count our blessings, to be rooted in deeper joys, daily gifts of care and delight given and received. Our mental health crisis is real. And daily habits which Christians live out promote happiness for us and for others as we work for a better world and do so together. The Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel are the start of the Sermon on the Mount, or in Luke, the Sermon on the Level Place, the Plain. And they're top tips for understanding the way of Christ and living it. The crowds had flocked to him because they needed good news, healing, help. A way of life that would bring about flourishing and healing, and we need it too. Happiness is found in trusting in God. Christian faith isn't an insurance policy against the difficulties of human life. I expect we know that. In a moment, we will celebrate communion. The service is called a lot of things in different Christian denominations. We are reminded of the Lord's The Last Supper. And all of the titles point us to our life in Christ. We connect with God and each other in this holy communion. Eucharist, it's sometimes called, and that means thanksgiving. A grateful heart is a road to happiness and trust in God. And here we thank God for all that God has done in Christ. And were we to do this in Latin, which we're not going to, and was never been done here, Or mass means go. Go out, change the world as you share the good news. Whatever tree you are, whatever season we are in, on a Sunday we celebrate the resurrection. That out of death, God brings life. A life which is eternal, happy, at peace. The knowledge of which means we can trust in the Lord. Amen.